Novus Spiritus Communion Prayer. Dear Mother and Father God, I ask you to witness this communion, which is a symbol of finding my very own God-centeredness in Christ consciousness. I am impressing on my higher consciousness, and I am dedicating my life to God's will. The symbol of this communion for me through Novus Spiritus means that I wish to be born into the new spirit of true spirituality and let go of all the guilt and karma of our past lives and start fresh and new. From this time forward, I will be on track, fulfilling my theme and walking with the blessed aura of God's light. I do this as an activation of my will to symbolize to myself and the world that I will walk with grace, free of all negativity. We ask this in your name. Amen.
You know, it's funny, I've been reading like that. I'm on my third book about Scientology because I've always been fascinated about cults and the like. And, shut up. Yeah. And, Yella reminds me of it. It's fascinating to learn about this, you know, trying to figure out really nothing. I guess I'm just fascinated by the fact that people will believe in stupid things. It's really a cult and it's brainwashing. And, you know, if you wouldn't, I guess it's so unbelievable what goes on in that place that I just find that I keep having to read other books about it to make sure it's true, and it really is. Anyway, I have to shit. All right, let's see here. I'm going to go across the hall to the toilet. Okay. I hope sound is okay. Wait a second. I don't know if I should bring my phone or my Kindle. I'll bring the Kindle. Excuse me. Am I recording? Let me just make sure I'm recording. Let me just make sure here. Oh, yeah. Got it going on. Ouch. Of course, we have to turn the fan off, which is slightly counterintuitive, you know, because normally you turn the fan on when you're making a shit. I, however, have to turn it off because I want you to hear my doubts. So, I'm finally home from my travels. Oh, God. Is it going to come out already? I was hoping to have some time. Oosh, ooh. Let's see. Do I have anything I can read toward you? Let's see. How does this thing work? Let's see. How do I get to my clippings and whatnot? The things that I clipped for my audience. Let's see. No, I guess I have to go to the book itself. Let's see here. One of them that I read is called Beyond Belief, and it's by Jenna Miscavige Hill. She is the niece of the current insane short person that runs the Church of the Holy Vagina. Oh, did you hear that? View notes and marks. I'm trying to get so I can read while I duty. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Now, that's not it. Sorry, I'm trying to find my place in life. That's why I go to Scientology. Let's see. I think I highlight too much. Well, I'm not going to read you things because I don't know what to read. Oh, there's lots of abortions. There's people getting dumped over water, forced abortions, people getting thrown overboard when they're bad. being punished, a lot of this stuff in Scientology, but right now I'm going to just shit. You have to read the books for yourself. It's really just complex. Here we go. I'm sorry that you're going to have to hear me shit, but I just don't know what else to give you after all my travels. Oh, Jesus Christ. I hope that didn't get on the microphone. What are those things down there? Looks like dead bugs in the bathroom. I don't blame them for coming after this nasty shit. Oh, and there's the smell. There's the smell. Ah, yeah. Ugh. 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 It's not as bad as it sounds, but it is as sort of lumpy as it sounds. Oh, that's disgusting. That really is. Why do I do this? Why do I do this knowing that it will disgust my listen turds? Because I don't care. That's the problem. I just don't care. If I was doing some sort of formulaic program, I would probably be making more money than I do, which is approximately one Kindle a year, plus some nice donations. Anyway, so I'm back from my travels, as I have mentioned. I had a very nice time. I'm actually getting ready to go back to yoga and or work. I just haven't figured out exactly which when. Well, I'm going to do both today. I just don't know when, which. All I really would rather do is yoga, but my bloater is calls. Yeah. My bloater is calls. Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Oh, my. Let's see if I can wipe this thing. Well, I have my pants down on my knickers. And, I don't know if this is making noise because the microphone is stretching, but, oh, God. I found some horrible music. And I was debated. I had actually started this show and played, ugh, that's disgusting. So brown and horrible. I had played this, ugh, verdomme. Ugh, so much duty. Let's flush and give it a mezzo. Intermezzo. Ugh. All brown all over the toilet. Brown and breezy. Ugh. Another one. Anyway, what was we talking about? So I was with Griselda in New York the other day. I wasn't shitting. And, you know, I was entertaining a child. And, you know, she asked me to put on some music because he likes to dance, so I typed in something into Pandora, like, you know, little kids' bouncy bounce music or something like that. This song came on that had such a prominent use of the N-word. We both just started, you know, we were both aghast, and we called the NAACP and all this. This song was so racial, but, you know, it's Pandora, so you can't just... So I bookmarked it, and I thought, I'll download it from iTunes. Couldn't find it on iTunes. Couldn't find it anywhere, because apparently it's been banned from everywhere except Pandora, which has it on fairly heavy rotation. So I had to... I think I got her clean. I would normally shower after such a duty, but I'm going to go to the gym and let some large ladies smell my hoe while I do yoga. Just kidding, I'm not. It's clean. Oh, I'd hate to have the horror of somebody listening to this who happened to be in my yoga class thinking that I'd go there with my ass stinky. It's not true. It's really not. It's clean. But I don't see the point in showering, you know, like an hour later. It makes no sense. So I cleaned it. You won't stink to who's ever behind me. Plus, I'll probably sit in the back. And I'm the one that has to smell it the most. Comes right down to it. Phew. All right, let's go to my room again. All right. Here I am. Here I am. I hope I didn't have any bad things happen. Like, I hope I didn't get any of that stuff that happens. Like, interference. Sorry about that. So I had a nice trip, but I really just feel like talking about my vagina and lips. So the song was so offensive, but of course I had to play it. And I had to listen to Pandora and with Audio Hijack for a long time to get it to finally reoccur in my blood rose holder. So the other thing that was interesting and characteristic of a cult that I didn't notice is didn't know before is that they usually have their own vocabularies to sort of control thought. That's really a characteristic of mind control, brainwashing, which is a relatively new term. So in some ways, I suppose Yeast Radio is a cult and a form of mind control, because we do have a special language here on the deuterus, bloaterus. Ew, what's that? So much stuff, so much dirt. So I brought Kinder Eggs home for the chillins. Anyway, so this song is horribly racial. I won't say racist because it's not. It's educational, and you know, you'll hear it when you hear it, which you won't hear now because I had started the show playing the song after I had captured it from Pandora painstakingly and cropped it and all this. Then I realized I can't do that to Cheryl. I cannot preview this without a Cheryl. You know, and Cheryl is busy. I'm not sure where she is. She's not in her home of Red Bank. I know this because Griselda went for a marathon run in Red Bank, New Jersey, yesterday, in fact. And there was no Cheryl to be found. Griselda went to her house, seen no Cheryl. There was no Cheryl around. So I believe Cheryl is probably visiting her sister Jan in Yuma. I don't know why she never visits Sylvia, probably because Sylvia is embarrassed that her sister is such a whore. Her sister, Cheryl has two sisters. I'm talking about Cheryl Murkowski, by the way, in case you don't know, of whorehole.org. Anyway, I don't want to talk about anything, you know, I just want to kind of blabber about nothing. That's my home base. So let's see, so my vacation. It was actually a vacation. It was actually fun. It was nice to go to Europe and actually have fun and not be miserable. You know, and the secret to that is not going to France. Or not going to Paris, I should say. France is okay, as long as you're not in Paris. Anyway, so I saw the fjords of Berlin. Okay, there aren't any. No, but so first I went. It was such a crazy itinerary because I had to get it cheap. And it was just a crazy itinerary. So I first flew direct from Chicago to Berlin via Air Berlin, the Nazi aircraft. I had to wear a Jew thing, one of those. Oh wait, I have a text message here. I had to wear one of those Jew things. You know, the things that says Jude. Because. Jude. Oh, hey, Jude. Oh, my bloaters hurts. Oh, my bloaters hurts. Yes, we had to wear a Jude, you know, like a Star of David made out of felt, so that they knew who the Jews were on the plane. And, it was okay. It was a coach, and they give you a what was unusual that I've never gotten in coach before is they give you a little sundries bag, like you do in, what's that place? Sundries. Frederick's of Hollywood? No, like normally when you're in business class or first class, they give you a little bag with some eye stuff. You know, it's a thing to cover your eyes and a thing to cover your feet and earplugs. That's what they gave you that to coach people too. I was very impressed. Of course, I would have been more impressed if I had room for my legs, but I don't mind flying. At least a trip to Europe isn't too far. I don't know how I would be going to the Orient or something like that, because I've never really flown more than about 10 hours at once. So I get there, I got to my hotel, and I saw my friend Seven. We hung out. I think you might have heard him on the program a little while back. Oh my god, I have these headphones and they're so full of lint. And blah, 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 blah. So I stayed there a couple days. Then I went to meet my friend in Athens, which was nice. And I liked Athens because nobody works and everybody just drinks coffee for hours and hours and hours. And it's the best coffee, I think, that I know of, at least iced. The coffee is delicious. Let's see. What else? Oh, my bloater hurts. Yeah, from all that shitting. Don't call me N-word, Whitey. Yeah. Let's see, it's 11:16. Mom and Dad told me they had their own quarters in an apartment complex near the base for the time they lived there during the week. On Saturday night, my parents would drive back to LA to visit. I don't know why I read that. I guess I have nothing to talk about. I mean, I do. I just, like I said, I don't really feel like being anywhere near coherent. But I will tell you that I got my passport stolen, which was neat, at the Acropolis. That was great. That was a lot of fun to have that happen. I really freaked out at first. I had my passport in my friend's bag, and the idea for me was, you know, I like to keep things separate in case I get robbed. Like, if somebody steals my wallet, they won't have my passport. If somebody steals my passport, they want my wallet, so I sort of get cross-checked. But what I didn't realize is that putting your passport in a bag is probably not a good idea. So anyway, so we were at this place across from Acropolis taking pictures, because the Acropolis closes early because Greeks don't work. And somebody asked us for a light, and they did the whole switcheroo thing where, you know, they probably had somebody behind them stealing my friend's bag. And it was like, oh shit, there go our passports. So, but it was really, it turns out, not a big deal because, oh, that reminds me, though, I have to put up identity theft protection on one of my cords so I can, you know, just make sure I don't get identity thieved. Anyway. Gotta remember to do that. What else? So that was loads of fun. Weather was decent. Food was good. Back to Berlin, and I had a friend visit me there, which was nice. The same friend that visited me in Athens, no comment. And just had a nice time, saw the Berlin Wall, but mainly I just ate and was fat. And then I went to New York and saw Griselda and found Dirty Music for Children on the Pandora, which I will send to Cheryl. And I don't know. So now I'm back and I'm getting ready for yoga and I'm trying to figure out where my life is, my life's, you know, future. And in one of these books I was reading, because I did do a lot of reading on many dumb subjects, not just Scientology, but other dumb subjects too. Other dumb subjects. And not two, because that would be redundant. Also two. You know, you're talking about living in the present, not living in the past, that sort of thing. And somewhere I was reading, I don't remember where I read it, but they were said something like, okay, so if you always live in the present, and this is like, everyone knows you're supposed to live in the present. It's kind of just like new age, not new age, just, it's just, you know, common garbage. It's like a meme. Everybody talks about this now, you know, But I thought this was cool because what this thing I read said is, well, it's really simple, because if you live in the present, then your past becomes, well, your present is generally okay. If you're living your present, so things are okay. If you're in the past, you're dwelling. If you're in the future, you're dwelling or afraid of something. But if you're in the present, your past becomes a collection of your being present, which is okay because you're happy when you're present. And also, your future will be a collection of being present, which is also pleasant. And I thought that sort of breaking it down into little time slices of being present made a lot of sense to me. Not that it doesn't make sense to be now and present and turn it into an aphorism and all that crap, you know, and say one day at a time and all that crap, like, you know, whatever. What's that woman? She just died. Bonnie Franklin. She just died. You know, one day at a time, walk on the beach. And however that song went, was Schneider, the handyman. But you know, it's a collection of little presents, kadoshas. You know, be present for your future, for your past, and everything will be fine. So I've been trying to do that, and so far it's okay. You know, sometimes I get a little overwhelmed by shit. But who doesn't? Nobody can do this perfectly or even close. I don't think so. But in any case, it was helpful to at least have that little bit of clarity or sensibility in my own brain, so I thought I would share that with y'all. Right? So, here I am in my chest of drawers, trying to figure out what to wear. Scratch a Pleasance tune with a, oh, I was dutying the other day and my iPad fell on the toilet floor. So it broke and I'm getting the glass fixed for $100. That sucks. That really sucks. I can't believe I did that. Yeah. So let's see, what else? I took a shit for you. And I, yeah. And now I guess, I don't know, why is it such a hard decision? Should I go to yoga now and work now? Or should I go to, yoga later and work now? Is that what I said? Yes, go to yoga. So, if I go to yoga now, that's better. Because then, I come here about 2, go to work, be there about 2:30, a couple hours, then I meet someone at 6, and then I'm free after that to do whatever. That could be good. Or, perhaps it's better, Habsburg. Oh, look at how fat I am. I ate so much. Perhaps, Berg, it's better to work now than go meet my friend, then do the 7 o'clock yoga, which is a bit more intense. That might be fun, though, because then I'm not home. Of course, I wouldn't be home in either case. Not sure. Leslie. So, this is really a boring show. I'm just babbling on, singing the song. I think with the album art, it makes me, you know, one thing that was fun about when I traveled, I did only like 3 shows, but it's much faster to make it when I don't need to worry about album art. So I think unless I have album art handy, I'm probably just going to throw it up there. I mean, mostly I get album art from people, one for people that put, for when I do shows with Cheryl or with Rachel or whatnot. But for shows with just me, it's not as, I run out. So I would love to have album art with me, Madge Weinstein, 1400 by 1400, say Yeast Radio. Don't put the episode number because I'll have to, that can change. But if I don't have those, I'm probably just going to start posting them without album art, just in the interest of getting it out there, especially, you know, since sometimes I get busy, even though I'm a lesbian with not much to do other than busyness. No, I'm trying to do stuff. I'm just trying to, you know, further my knowledge of the world. I feel very weird. Let's see. Maybe I should do both. Maybe I should do the morning class and the evening class. Would that be good? That might be a bit much. I don't know. FWPs. FWP or MCPs, I guess they say. Middle class prolapses. I wanted to play that song for you. What can I play instead? I don't know. Let's look. What is this? I don't know what this is. Huh. Why are these songs so large? Oh my god. From this Knife album? Some of this one song's 20 minutes? I don't know what I'm to do. Yeah. I don't know what to play here. Let's see. Yeah. Let's see. What do I play for the end of this shit? I don't know. fuck, I'll just play some weird-ass shit. I have no idea what it is. It's random. Kind of random. Kind of not. Winkety wink. Goodbye.
You know, that is such a crock.